I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, foggy as all get out there. Be safe. Lights on low beam. Flashers on only if you're stopped. Mark Rosa joins us now, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Take a look ahead at the week on Wall Street with Monday Morning Markets with Mark. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. Man, happy Monday to you.
Good luck taking a look a week ahead. This today, as foggy as it is, what's on the horizon?
Going across the causeway was about 200 feet of visibility. Got on Veterans to come to the office. I couldn't see past the hood of my car. Wow. Very, very thick. And that was, 5:30, whatever time that was. But it was thicker than, way thicker than I thought it was going to be. And thank you, incidentally, for mentioning about Eric. I didn't realize he had passed on Saturday. He and I were texting not too long ago, just a couple of weeks before. And I worked with him, as you may know, for the 12 years when I was doing the WWL piece for Tulane, live TV. So Eric and I had a lot of time to spend with each other, and he was just top shelf guy.
He really was. People, I think, don't realize that. And I was going to say this earlier, but since you brought it up, I'll go ahead and say it. He developed a close relationship with Fats Domino after doing an interview with him, and Fats didn't trust a lot of people. And it just goes to show you that something clicked between him and Eric, and they became very, very close friends. And Eric was very attuned to the music community in New Orleans. So,
yes,
I guess he knew. I guess he must have known. And I feel bad for his family. And I didn't realize he was 74 either. He carried himself a lot younger than that.
Yes, agreed, definitely.
So let's hope he's in a better place and everything works out with his family. So thank you for those words, Mark.
Yes, sir. On the market, the time I looked at the Dow over the past month, and it's basically done nothing. It's had its usual volatility and what's going on, meaning that, we're worried about what the Fed is going to do, worried about inflation, what's going to do. We're in an election year, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I'm not buying a house until the election is over. I'm not selling my house until the election is over. These big, long-dated decisions. Everybody's in this waiting game, and I'm not picking on people if that's what they want to do, but it's an unusual how the election or the upcoming election has kind of altered people's decision about doing things financially and non-financially. I mean, it's just a lot that seems to be riding on it, and I think the market is reflecting that we've had a 50 basis point drop for the Fed. They're going to meet on November the 7th. There's a 97% chance of another 25 basis point decrease. And then on December 18th, they're going to meet for the last time this year. And there's a 73% chance of a 25 basis point decrease. So since last month, we're probably going to get one full percentage point, if all their guesses are right, one full percentage point out of interest rates, which I'll take every bit of it and wish for some more. The only downside to that, Bank America CEO came out and said, wait, don't go too fast, because then we're going to, stimulate the economy too much, and it's going to be right back with the inflation that they worked so hard to suppress. And it like you and I have said many times, I mean, for all the work that they've done, and I think a lot of it was destructive by nature, that they had to really get in and do a knock-up job about the economy to pull that inflation rate down. But it's still like prices haven't come down. We still are reporting on inflation every month, twice a month, actually, with the CPI and PPI, and then with the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. That's every other week we've got new inflation news. And seldom does it report a negative number, meaning that, collective prices actually dropped. So it's reduced the increase, and I would love the prices to drop, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners would also. But it's what kind of damage will it do if they have to achieve that? So it's been an interesting balance, but the economy seems to kind of shrug it off. We had new home sales last week that reported better than expected. I'm surprised, because last week we said existing home sales were at a 14-year low after the rates have moved up. since the Fed dropped rates and the mortgage rates have reversed their course and moved up a bit. So that kind of stymied the housing market. But earnings have been doing very well. 75% of the companies that reported earnings last week reported better than expected. They beat expectations. That's fantastic for those companies. And the earnings this week, big players, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Google, AMD, Pfizer, Ford, several companies, a lot more than that, but they are up to bat this week about their earnings announcements. So this week is last week they had very little economic news, just basically what I had mentioned. And this week is the one that's the heavy. We've got GDP for the third quarter that's going to come out. It's expected to be over 3%. 3.2% is an annual rate. That is fantastic for economy our size and have gone through what we've gone through over the past couple of years. You have personal spending coming up and personal income. And, of course, the jobs report is coming out. It seems like a long time ago before we had that the one that really shook up the markets at last month at 254,000 new jobs. And just to bring us back a little bit, I mean, late last year around this time, we probably had every month about 300,000 plus new jobs coming out. And that number just started to erode. It got into this year and it was in the high twos and then into the low twos. And it finally got into the ones. What do I mean by that? Oh, you know, 100,000 plus new jobs for the month. So it was when it was supposed to be about 184, it came in at 254. So that's when people were scrambling, saying, wow, the jobs numbers are way better than expected. And the Fed didn't see that coming. And that's when everybody was saying they're going to take a pause. And some forecasted that they're not going to do anything more with rates, which is still possible. However, this Friday for last month for September, yes, the 110. This Friday is the first. Excuse me. I knew I was looking at that differently. It's going to be October's job numbers are supposed to come in very low, 110,000 new jobs, which seems like a timing difference when the new jobs are being put on last month in September. And that's going to reflect. We'll see what happens on Friday. But the unemployment rate, which dropped the last month in September from 4.2 to 4.1, is expected to stay the same. But that's going to shape a lot. A lot of eyes have been on the report, the employment report, and this Friday it's due. So that we'll be sitting at the end of our chairs on that one.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark, when it comes to, and we always talk about trying to time the market and 401ks and what happens with the election, I don't know how much of an effect it could have because, as I understand it, Wall Street loves Democratic administrations because they love to spend money,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's right.
And
that's
conversely, The Trump administration would be adverse to regulations, which would also be company friendly. So I don't see anything.
Yes.
And look, I'm asking you. You're the professor. I'm just trying to understand this. Am I on to anything here or not?
No, you know, Tommy. And one thing I want to add to that, I saw Market Watch. I'm trying to look for it now, but they're saying that you know, the Trump tax cuts, which have remained in place. It was interesting because he gets out of office and in the Biden administration, they would say, oh, he's going to reverse the tax cuts and everything. Well, they don't like to pay taxes either. Nobody likes to pay taxes. Nobody. So, but it's coming up on those expiring. Now, if Ms. Kamala Harris gets in, she's saying, I'm going to let them expire. I'm going to let the tax rates increase. So that's usually not good for the economy. But on the other hand, what you say is right. They usually are putting those in social programs and the money gets spent. Then comes the argument, well, is it better to let people have the tax and they could spend their own money what they want? or the government's going to put a lot in spending programs and inject a lot of money into the economy. So that's where the conversation comes in. But it's I think both can be very positive for the economy. I just think the uncertainty of who's going to be in office, that's probably holding the market back more than anything. It seems to be.
But
it seems like the economy is going to be fine no matter which one.
Yeah, no matter who wins. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? No matter who wins, I think the economy is going to have a relief, and it will be positive going forward. But back to what you're saying about 401k, I mean, if you're looking to retire in December, and you think that the election is going to have some impact on your 401k, well, okay, well, you needed to start a year or two ago by moving things around and protecting your investments if retirement is imminent. For those who are saying retirement is, you know, decades away, I mean, you're going to have a lot of elections potentially between now and when you retire, if that's the course that you have in front of you. So it's all that time in the market. I think it's a fool's errand, and we've said that many times over time, Tom, because I think it's true. But that's where we are.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the nice words about Eric Paulson as well. We'll talk to you Friday when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, 756, 4 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.